Jeez, I love that song more and more. Every time I hear it, I love that song more and more. How's everybody doing? This is Luca Maino, and we're back on Luca's World. A good Saturday to everybody. Before I start, I gotta thank Thought Crimes with Stephen Douglas Whitener, which is who you just heard. Because I'm sitting here, you know, I'm always dealing with calming down and breathing and getting unnervous before the show, and there's these guys are laughing about you know, with the callers, and they're laughing about about Hillary and Bill, and I heard Barry Seal in there, so you guys were just cracking it up. So I had to kind of thank you guys for that, because that brought me right down, and I just started laughing with you. And someday we will talk about the Oklahoma City bombing again and bring that up, because that was a pretty powerful piece that I have, because that was one of the reasons they blew up the Murrah building, because of the Clinton's files with the law, as we know, and also to get out of paying for the over, some people say three, some people say 400,000 files, the for, you know, applications to the VA for the Middle East bombing and all this other stuff with the DUs. It'll be great to work on that again sometime at your leisure. So let's start out with a disclaimer first, because it's important. I haven't told the story for a while. Anyway, somebody comes up to Socrates one day and says, boy, have I got to tell you something about your friend. And he puts his arm up. Hang on. There are three sieves that you have to go through. Is it true, first of all, what you want to tell me? And he said, well, I don't really know. Okay, so you don't know if it's true or not. Is it good? Oh, hell no. This is all about, you know, okay, and he cuts him off. Okay, so it's not good, and you don't know if it's true. Is it necessary? No. Well, not really. Okay, so if you're not sure if it's true, and it's not good for me, and it's not even necessary for me to know, why are you telling me? So I thought, when I was doing, you know, the preps for doing the shows, I said to myself, what a good way to start a show, because I'm going to make sure that what I say is the truth to the best of my ability, that it's good for you to hear, and that it's necessary. Otherwise, we're wasting each other's time, right? So, and this is why I tell everybody, you know, listening, that everything will be true and good and useful and necessary to the best of my abilities. I want to remind people also that the number to call in will be open after this intro and a short piece. Number to call is 512-248-8252. I always get those last two screwed up. Say it again. 512-248-8252. And I humbly ask that the callers stay on topic, please, just due to the time factor and respect for the show preps. And, you know, it'd be better that way. And if you don't want to call in, the cool thing about it is that I'm going to have an article with this radio show on the Liberty Beacon project, www.thelibertybeacon.com, tomorrow morning. So, you know, if ever you wanted to get a hold of me, all you have to do is, my email's there. All you have to do is ask a question or whatever, and I'll be answering you. It's as simple as that. And it's a good way to go. I have a story to tell, because it's Saturday morning, and, you know, I don't really want to get into the heavy stuff right now, because at the end of the show, it kind of will be heavy, to say the least. I have a story about a teacher, because, first of all, going on tlbtalk.com, you find a lot of good stuff, and most of my show is based on most of the stories that I hear on my timeline and that I get off of them, and it's TLBTalk.com is really a good place to go for the truth, because we're not censored. So everybody remembers one teacher, right? I remember Miss Pike, and so does my brother from, you know, that primary school. I'm not sure. École élémentaire, as they say in French. I lived in Switzerland at the time, so that would be primary school. And Miss Pike really, besides kind of have, you know, having an infatuation or falling for her at my young age, I was just completely blown away by her. And so was my brother. And we'd argue about who was going to, you know, be her favorite. There's one person that wrote a really, really good story about his teacher that he had. And I have to share this. This is a beautiful way to start the show. An old man meets a young man who asks, "Do you remember me?" And the old man says, "No." The young man tells him he was his student. And the teacher asks, "What do you do? What do you do in life?" The young man answers, "Well, I became a teacher." "Ah, good, like me," asks the old man. "Well, yes, in fact, I became a teacher because you inspired me to be like you." The old man, kind of curious at this point, he asks the young man, "You know, at what time did he decide to become a teacher?" And the young man tells them the following story. One day, a friend of mine, also a student, came in with a nice brand new watch, and I decided I wanted it. I stole it. I took it right out of his pocket. And shortly after, my friend noticed his watch was missing and immediately complained to our teacher, who was you. Then you addressed the class saying, "This student's watch was stolen during the classes today. Whoever stole it, please return it." I didn't give it back because I didn't want to. He wanted to keep it for himself, right? So you closed the door, talking to the teacher, you closed the door and you told us to all stand up and form a circle. You were going to search our pockets one by one until the watch was found. However, you told us to close our eyes because you would only look for this. He would only look for this watch if your eyes were closed. So we did as instructed. You went from pocket to pocket, and when you went through my pocket, you found the watch and you took it. You kept searching everyone's pockets, and when you were done, you said, "Open your eyes, we have the watch." You didn't tell on me, and you never mentioned the episode. You never said who stole the watch either. That day, you saved my dignity forever. That was the most shameful day of my life. But this is also the way I decided not to become a thief or a bad person. You never said anything, nor did you scold me, nor did you take me aside and give me a moral lesson. I received your message loud and clear. Thanks to you, I understood what real educators must do. Do you remember this episode, Professor? The old professor answers, "Yes." And I remember the situation with the stolen watch, "Yes," which I was looking for in everybody's pocket. "I didn't remember you because I closed my eyes while I was looking." So the essence of the teaching, if you have to humiliate someone to teach them, you don't know how to teach. End of story. And I thought that was priceless. First, today, I wanted to kind of turn up the heat a little bit. I found an article called "You Are Addicted." And I thought, wow, this is going to be fun for my show because it's about you are addicted to the murder weapon. If anybody knows or reads the Bible, in the King James Bible, it says, "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." I think people are starting to clue in on what I'm talking about now. And this is from my friend Altmed from TLBTalk.com. "You are addicted to the murder weapon. Put down the black mirror. It is killing you and all those you love." From the article from Francis Leader. "And we are all deplatformed and canceled for talking about it. The enemy is filthy rich and filthy with desires for more. The potential warriors," and I say potential, okay? "The potential warriors are addicted to the devices that the filthy rich sell them and, consequently, are crippled by them." That leaves a very few hated Luddites. And I looked up Luddites because I never heard that word before. Those who oppose this tech and where it is going. Screaming from the sidelines, you know, we're trying to let people know, put your phones down, you know. Look up, you know, And we're treated like social lepers. The end is near, read the banners fluttering in the electromagnetic soup. And so I test myself often, okay? I'm going off the article now and talking about me. I test myself often, big time. Put it down, I say to myself. Look up. My first teacher, my first native teacher, scolded me incessantly. When was the last time you looked up? And, you know, he saw the potential in me as becoming one of those potential warriors. And he would say with a disgusted tone, like, you know, he'd look at me and he'd say, you know, you don't notice very much, do you? And slowly that sting of his that he would repeat often, it would end up teaching me, A, what the enemy is up to, B, who the enemy is and why they do what they do, and C, to put it down, to shut it off. Every once in a while, at least, right? Look around you, I say to myself now, smiling as I remember him. Leave it home. No, you don't need to take it with you for a 10-minute walk. You know, well, what if somebody calls me when I'm out? And I give myself that dirty look. You know, play games with yourself. Laugh at yourself. Talk to yourself. Get to know yourself. This is all about loving oneself. Before you can love another person, you have to understand who you are and just be best friends with that person. Forgive yourself. You know, I was a jerk back then, you know? We need to put them down. We need to turn them off, okay? A family gathering, you know, the elders are there and the young kids are on the phones. They're not even talking to anybody. They're not looking at anything. They're looking down. You know, come up to them, ask them to take the phone down, put the phone down. If they don't, take it from them. You know, you'll have it when this session is over, whatever. I proudly say to the woman that I will be with someday, if ever, that she will never have to bring that up ever in conversation or argument. You know, why are you always on that thing? You know, why don't you look at me? You know, that'll never happen because I'm too aware of it. And it's really beautiful to do that. And once you start putting your phone down and once you start shutting it off, you're going to look around you and you're going to go, wow, you're really going to start appreciating, you know, you're walking down the street, you see somebody smack into a pole because they're not even looking at or they'll cross the street without even looking. Unbelievable. So that was my first story. I had to share that. And in news bleeps, this is a little bit of news. But it's getting hotter. I want to talk about Uvalde for a minute. Wow. Okay, so we know from Julian Assange that almost all terror plots are created by the FBI, CIA, same difference, as a part of their business model. I'm going, okay. So you have to have a real one every once in a while, right? To make people really believe that they're all real. If I dare say, check this out. Hundreds of officers waited more than an hour to confront the gunman with children of the fourth grade classroom where he was holed up after calling 911. So scared for their lives, some of them, not even going in. This is the police officers, okay? You might have heard some of this stuff, but I guarantee you, you don't know what's coming. You see them cowering behind their shields in the video. Pussyfooting around and complaining because, you know, the gunman opened fire on them, spraying pieces of brick everywhere. And the CIA set this guy up with a firearm and supposed training. Well, that's what I mean. So, you know, a Texas House report found that there were 376 law enforcement officers at the scene, including 150 U.S. Border Patrol agents, 91 Texas Department of Public Safety troopers, 25 Uvalde police officers, 16 sheriff deputies, and 5 Uvalde Consolidated Independent School District officers. That makes you think a little. In New York, well, they had a tremendous victory in New York, apparently. The Supreme Court judge has struck down Governor Kathy Hochul's forced quarantine regulation, which is pretty important. On July 8th, 2022, Judge Ronald Plutz ruled that the isolation and quarantine procedures regulation is unconstitutional and violative of New York state law. And shockingly, Governor Hochul and the Attorney General Letitia James plan to appeal the decision. That's right. They're going to appeal the decision. Okay. I want to go back some 25 years for this one. This is for the open-minded and the open-minded only. People who like words, you know, word games. And this is all healthy. This is good stuff for the older people. It's going to be a mental exercise for those who are good at words and remembering them. And there's a series of them. And at the end, you'll remember the first one. Are you ready? Okay, the word pont relates to pontifex, a Roman high priest. And it means passage or bridge. Alma comes from al/ma, M-A-H, which is a Middle Eastern name, the moon goddess. So, Pont de l'Alma translates as Bridge of the Moon Goddess. I think everybody got that so far. And in geographical terms, the adjoining Place de l'Alma is the place of the moon goddess. The moon goddess is Diana. The Nemoralia is a three-day festival originally celebrated by the ancient Romans on the Ides of August, the middle of August, in honor of the goddess Diana. Okay. It can also translate to the bridge of the soul, and a maiden of the goddess Diana was called Alma. That's why Henry Paul was programmed to drive past the turn to Dodi Fayed's flat and head straight for the Pont de l'Alma tunnel. We see her. We see Diana smiling, giving the third finger to a photographer in one image. Then on the other image, outside the Ritz, where she gets into a Mercedes, clearly plated, 405 JVJ75. In the tunnel, when they take away the crashed Mercedes, plate number 688 LTV 75. Right. Are we getting it yet? It's really starting to get scary because, you know, you see this all the time. I have some news for people that really want to know what's going on in the Hitler era. And I have some new information that I would like to share with you. And this next segment is very, very important for me to cover. As some of you may heard in past episodes, I'm sure that most of you who value human life and who thrive for justice and peace will be able to understand and appreciate this piece. As per their agenda, the Jewish-dominated media cover up these atrocities that, you know, that they have created. And in the U.S. and the U.K., it receives very little mention to this day. Well, not anymore. And I hope this will touch you as much as it touches me. And I'm honored to bring these truths out. John Stadmiller, he spoke of this era. And it's a real honor to bring this up. And again, I'm going to want to honor him by dedicating this to him, this segment. I want to start off with one guy in a clip in the hospital, sitting up and staring at the camera. And for the producer, this clip is called Hitler Eagles 1976. And I want to start off with this because he really nails it in a way that I've never heard it. And he's sitting in his hospital bed, sitting up and talking. And I'd like to play this. I guess we'll play it after the break.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Again, there's the break song that I love, and that helps me slow down and relax even more. And before the break, we were talking about a clip that I wanted you to hear from a guy in the hospital talking about life in general, and he wants to give a few hints of life back then in Hitler's Germany. Let's have a listen.
When you're not allowed to question something or to talk about something openly, that means you're being lied to. Remember Saddam Hussein? The butcher of Baghdad. Under Saddam Hussein, the literacy rate for men rose to 55%. The literacy rate for women rose to 45%. Women were allowed to become doctors, lawyers, enter the professions. The first order of business when our troops invaded Iraq was to go from house to house confiscating weapons. They had weapons beyond belief. They had rocket-propelled grenades. They had automatic military rifles. They had Saddam Hussein outgunned 1,000 to 1. If he was such a brutal dictator butcher, why didn't his people just slough him off like a dirty shirt?
Because they were afraid he was a sick maniac.
No. Because you were lied to. Afghanistan. It was revealed after the war, they discovered after they invaded, that Afghanistan has the largest deposits of lithium ever found. Now, following the Afghan war, we had an explosion in handheld electronic devices, all run by lithium-ion batteries. Is there a connection there?
You're a conspiracy nut.
Yeah, cover me with chocolate. Stick me in a jar. I wear that label proudly. Now, there's also another event that is said to have taken place in the early, mid-20th century. And there was this maniac guy with a funny mustache. They don't teach you in school that the British and the Americans dropped literally millions of tons of bombs on that Western European country, leveling entire cities, at least 9 major metropolitan areas, and killing up to 50 million or more innocent people. But you're not allowed to hear about that in school. You're not even allowed to speak about it because I'm not even sure I'm allowed to use the word that stands for disdain or extreme dislike. Begins with an H, has an A in the middle.
Right. So I think we're getting the picture. Over 50 million people. So you're talking 9 huge cities at least. I can't even believe I'm the only person that, or the only person that very few people are so, you know, that they're not just up in arms about all this stuff. So I wanted to do something special that I don't think the world has ever heard yet. What you're about to hear is something that I believe that was never done before on the air for sure. And if I'm wrong, please correct me, but I don't think I am. What you're about to hear is the naming of each city, town, and village that I could find, in this case, from the movie Hellstorm. And this is the carnage that the U.S. and the Allies, delivered through vicious bombing campaigns day and night. Entire cities, towns, and villages were brutally incinerated with most of their populations. So I prepared a 3-minute, 33-second file for you. And it has the Weimar Republic National Anthem of 1933 in the background, in which I name all 113 of these places. So afterwards, I'm just going to give you an example of one city, and you'll be able to imagine the rest of them, hardly ever spoken of and often never cared about or simply forgotten. I want to play the clip. It's called a Ode to Hitler, and in German, it's called Ode an Hitler Deutschland.
Dresden, Berlin, Hamburg, Dortmund, Essen, Frankfurt, Nuremberg, Düsseldorf, Hanover, Bremen, Wuppertal, Vienna, Duisburg, Munich, Magdeburg, Leipzig, Mannheim, Stuttgart, Kiel, Gelsenkirchen, Bochum, Aachen, Würzburg, Darmstadt, Krefeld, Münster, München, Gladbach, Braunschweig, Ludwigshafen, Remscheid, Forchheim, Osnabrück, Mainz, Bielefeld, Gießen, Düren, Solingen, Wilhelmshaven, Kursbrühe, Oberhausen, Heilbronn, Augsburg, Hamm, Nittelfeld, Lüneburg, Cuxhaven, Kulmbach, Hagen, Saarbrücken, Freiburg, Graz, Koblenz, Ulm, Bonn, Bremerhaven.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Good God, this is what we're doing. We're tearing the walls down, I do believe. The number is to call again, 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. And we just ask that please stay on topic if possible because of the time constraints. We were sadly interrupted for a commercial break on what I was playing for you, but it was an honorarium for all the towns, villages, and cities blown to bits by the U.S. and the Allies. And there's a very good reason why we're not allowed to talk about it. I just want to give a very brief idea. I just want to give you a good idea of just this one. The bombing of Hamburg began 24 July 1943 and lasted 8 days and 7 nights. This is from the National Vanguard. 1943, U.S. and British planes bomb Hamburg, Germany, causing a firestorm that kills 42,000 German civilians in a few hours. The raids continued for days, with 240,000 civilian casualties alone, virtually destroying most of the city, including entire residential districts, schools, hospitals, where infants and pregnant mothers were housed. This is from the documentary Hellstorm. As in Dresden, the intense firebombing created a vortex of whirling updraft of superheated air, which caused a 460-meter-high tornado of fire. Approximately 3,000 aircraft were employed, 9,000 tons of bombs were dropped, and over 250,000 homes or houses were destroyed. A large number of people killed were seeking safety in bomb shelters and cellars, and the firestorm consuming nearly all the oxygen in the burning city above. And it was done deliberately. The furious winds created the firestorm. It had the power to sweep people off their feet, like, you know, from the streets, just like dry leaves. The tornadic fire created a huge inferno with winds up to 240 kilometers an hour. That's about 150 miles an hour, reaching temperatures of over 1470 degrees Fahrenheit at altitudes in excess of 300 meters, which is 1,000 feet, incinerating more than 21 square kilometers of the city. That's 8 square miles. Asphalt streets burst into flame. The fuel oil from the damaged and destroyed ships, the barges, and the storage tanks spilled into the water of the canals and harbors, causing them to ignite as well. Never talk about it. Never, ever talk about it. And I'm honored. It's a real honor to share this today. And from my research, says a friend on TLB Talk, this is another post that would never have lasted more than 2 minutes. Eisenhower was the biggest you-know-what around immediately after the surrender. He was one of those that decided to invent the designation of disarmed combatant and then set out starving the prisoners to death, the German prisoners. More than 1 million of them, or what, 2 million, depending on who you talk to. That's where the numbers come from. From what my father told me, he continues, who had to flee Germany in 1951 when he was 17, the Marshall Plan to save Europe was a scam. Everything left in Germany that was not bombed to hell was stolen. The British put entire factories on ships and took them across the channel. He said the Russians took whatever was left over, put that stuff on railroad cars, and picked up the tracks behind them as they left. The Marshall Plan was a high-interest Zionist Jew loan to Germany, which they had no choice but to accept in order to start rebuilding. So this is how important it is to have TLB Talk, for me anyway, because, you know, I'm paying $20 a month out of my own budget for this, because it's my platform now. It's my space. And since this stuff is so important to me, and since the radio show is so important to me, this is really, it's my destiny, I guess, until now. Funny thing to add also about this whole era, the Encyclopedia Britannica on Nazis in 1947. There's absolutely no word of a Holocaust, a genocide of Jews, or any other countless slanders in there. You don't hear about it 2 years later in the Encyclopedia Britannica. So it's like that that guy said in the hospital bed in the clip, you know, if you're not allowed to speak about something, you've been lied to. It's as simple as that. So we turn to today, and in these political spheres, pushing lies like climate change and these non-vaccines, everything is anti-life. I don't know if people noticed yet. Now they're getting closer and closer to getting rid of supplements and essential vitamins, while this engineered to be war with China could potentially stop medications for Americans? Say what? And it's like, yeah, it's a matter of life and death, basically. Tens of millions of Americans will be without medicine if trade with China stops. I'm not going to say when, I'm going to say if, okay? Because I'm just wondering to begin with why we're so over-medicated, because we don't need what we take. A lot of us don't. And it's over-medicated. It's a very good reason. There's a very good reason for that. All the truth is coming out, and it's becoming a lot clearer than before. I'm not going to entertain this Pelosi going to Taiwan stuff because, you know, she was told what to do, and she did it, as always. So what I wanted to stress is that, you know, if and once this conflict with China begins, if it does, our trading relationship with China will halt. And I don't really know if people are ready for this. Needless to say, that would hurt us very badly in a lot of ways. I mean, made in China. Think of how many things you get in a store that are made in China. Very little of our medicine is actually made here in the U.S. It's an enormous problem. And it's also, I think it's also deliberately done myself, but that's another conspiracy, right? From the official website of the U.S. Representative Mike Gallagher earlier this year, 80% of the drugs that Americans use come from overseas, and China is the largest supplier. We have Chance from West Virginia on the line. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Luca's World.
Yes, hello, Luca. Most of those cities and towns' names you mentioned, I heard my relatives around the dinner table mention. They escaped in 1952 to come to this country. I have a question. I believe before my family came here, they fled communism. They fled into Auerbach. I believe it was Auerbach. A town in western Germany. Would you happen to know anything about Auerbach? I was told that the CIA was active there back then. Are you familiar with that town?
It doesn't surprise me at all. No, I'm not sure about it. But do you know how to spell that? I'll even look into it for next show.
I think it was. I have to check. I believe it's Auerbach.
Oh, Lauerbach. Is that one of those names, I wonder, that I wrote off?
Yeah, what happened was the Russians, the communists, they stole my grandparents' farms and animals, and they put my grandpa in jail. And, you know, my grandma and my daddy and aunts and uncles fled into West Germany before. And then after my grandpa was released by the Russian communists, he's just a farmer. He met up with them. An hour back, and then they came here to the United States, and this was in 1952.
Huh.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of your listeners, or some of them, have the same situation. But like I said, my family didn't come to this country until 1952.
Huh. It's amazing. I really appreciate you calling and talking to us like that.
Yeah, well, wow. See, they were German, but they lived in Hungary for generations. And my great-grandpa was a mayor of a town in Hungary for a while. My grandpa was a farmer. And then when the wall came down, what was it, 89, I believe?
Okay.
There was a president of Hungary, Frank Model, M-O-D-L. He was my grandpa's godson, believe it or not.
Wow.
Even though they were rather close in age. So I just, when you mentioned all those towns, Saarbrücken and so many of them, I remember those names, those towns being bounced around the dinner table amongst my relatives. I recognized almost all of them, 90% of them.
Excuse me, we were cut off by a commercial. So you know what? In your honor, I'd like to play it again. If I'm sorry to cut you off because I had to tell you that, but I won't interrupt you again if you're not done.
Well, I don't know if the rest of the listeners are interested in that, to be honest with you. Me, it's personal. To them, it's, you know, I don't know if they would be interested in it. And you're half German, so I figured you would be interested. So that's why I brought it up.
No, I really appreciate it. And I think a lot more listeners than we think are interested in it, because if they love John Stadmiller the way I hear that they did, I mean, this is what he would talk about on his single shows, on his own shows without guests. So let's just run this through again. We're going to play the whole clip because it is important. It's only 3 minutes. I think people can handle it. And go ahead.
Luca, I'm sorry to interrupt you. It struck a chord with me because it's my heritage, you know? That's why I had to bring it up.
Exactly. I had goosebumps like crazy when I was writing it. And I was lying in my bed asking, what can I do? You know, what can I do to give honor to my people? Because they're my ancestors.
And you want to hear something ironic? I have one relative left, my daddy's sister, my aunt. She's 90 years old. She's up in the Northeast. I just spoke to her last night. And the timing of you bringing this up, it's kind of incredible. It's ironic, the timing. She's the only survivor left, and because they all passed on, all my relatives, you know, except for her. And she lived through it. She lived through that. So it's kind of ironic. That's the timing.
Okay, well, Chance, this is for you. Okay, we're going to play it now.
When you're not allowed to question something.
No, it's the other one. It's Ode to Hitler's Germany.
Worms, Lübeck. Schweinfurt. Kleve. Wiener Neustadt. Wiesbaden. Paderborn. Bocholt. Hanau. Hildesheim. Emden. Siegen. Pirmasens. Halle. Beirut, Kreuznach, Witten, Aschaffenburg, Kaiserlautern, Gladbeck, Dorsten, Innsbruck, Neumünster, Linz, Klagenfurt, Reutlingen, Recklinghausen, Röhl, Regensburg, Homberg, Elmshorn, Witzel, Villach, Hamelin, Königsberg, Mörs, Passau, Solbadhal IT, Coburg, Atnang Puschheim, Friedrichshafen, Frankfurt Oder, Danzig, Bozen, Chemnitz, Rostock, Schwerte, Plauen, Rom, Bad Kreuznach, Neapel, Genoa, Mailand und Turin.
I'd like to also remind people, I'm really glad that Chance from West Virginia said that, because he said that, well, you know, people might not really care about it. Well, you know what? People don't really care about it because it hasn't happened to them yet. Okay. This is the whole idea. You know, everybody talks up, you know, they go, yeah, it's not happening here. Well, it's coming here. This is what's starting. If anybody, you know, okay, I'll throw one at you just now. Another massive U.S. factory torched in the middle of the night. There's been another fire, suspicious fire in the nation, and this one took out the largest egg factories in America. Okay? This is what's going on, one after the other, and everybody's just sleeping. So this is why we need to wake up and to understand what happened in Hitler's Germany, let's say, and through genocidal maniacs like Churchill and Eisenhower, who were praised. I mean, you know, so enough of that for today. I think Mike from Kentucky is still on the line. Hopefully, we started to make him wait. Let's see what he has to say. Good morning to you.
Well, I didn't necessarily want to interrupt the last caller. I wasn't sure what you meant a minute ago when you said TLB Talk was now your platform. You're just, well, that's all you've got. You're donating to it. You don't own it now.
No. It's just that you own a part of it. When you join the family, when you join the community, you know, okay. you you're helping to keep it alive because we're not subsidies. There's no subsidies from government.
I just misunderstood the way you said that. It sounded like you had bought it or something. I wasn't sure what you meant by that.
Well, I appreciate you saying that because I'll be able to word things better next time.
Well, it's the platform you use. You don't fool with Facebook anymore or any of these other ones.
I
guess.
For the stuff that I'm sharing with you people, since I started the show, I got kicked off of Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and what was the other one? What's the other one? Instagram. I mean, LinkedIn, obviously. Instagram is one thing, but LinkedIn is kind of a business platform more than anything, so they hurried right up and got rid of me real quick, including my own family.
There's a lot of people on LinkedIn, though, that post a lot of stuff that has nothing to do with looking for jobs. They do post a lot of promotional industry advertisements and things, and whether they're paid or not, you know. But LinkedIn, I've got a lot of stuff posted on LinkedIn because I have a communications degree. Maybe they overlook what I'm posting because a lot of it has to do with 5G and the domestic surveillance and stuff like that. I post it as an article, so I don't just make status posts on the topic.
Yeah.
But maybe I don't have enough followers and stuff to get me kicked off.
That
yet.
Too.
I don't know.
But you start talking about Israel and you start talking about the JFK assassination and you start talking about all the stuff that interests me, especially being German from my family.
Yeah.
My mother's she was born in Frankfurt, and that's one of the only reasons why I could accurately, or I hope accurately, speak the names of the towns, because some of them are tongue twisters. Big time.
She went up. Well, anyway, you had, and I just got distracted by something. You had mentioned how you can't talk about some of these topics, like the German towns being destroyed. The Holodomor, from what I've seen, at least it won't necessarily get you deleted, but you cannot call it a genocide.
No. It's a key word.
There's only one genocide that's allowed to be called a genocide. I think even like the Armenian genocide that occurred of Christian women, and I don't know. There's nothing can be compared to the German genocide of the.
Well, let me be honest with you. I've something I've never said on the air before, but I'm going to say it. I think that the Holocaust was put up to hide the much worse crime of Holodomor. That's what I think. Because they both start with H-O-L-O, kind of funny.
Well,
right?
You can certainly understand. I mean, I think you can understand a lot of the justification for that, because they had living memory that remembered a lot of, that was living through that, be it in, Czechoslovakia? There was a huge number of people that were killed there way up into the 60s. I know of people that escaped from the Soviet Union because of that. They were being starved out, had no future. You couldn't own more than two cows. There's an old funny meme about governments and two cows, about the way the different types of government would treat you if you had two cows.
Yeah, well, look at what's going on in the Netherlands right now. I have a friend who's over there, and it's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's all lies. It's all lies. I mean, it's all based on the fraud of climate change. That's what they're doing. And nobody's saying anything. Nobody's doing anything.
Who started the Bolshevik Revolution? Where'd the money come from? And who was a lot of the main elements that was behind that? Mm-hmm. I think they seem to be everywhere. I believe they were in a large part set up Germany.
Let's see. In the 1700s, what did that Rothschild lady with the towel on her head? She said that if my sons didn't want war, there wouldn't be any.
Right.
Right. And Hitler did come from the Rothschild family. He was part of it. Alois Hitler, his father, was from the Rothschild line. But after a while, Hitler kicked them out. Hitler kicked
centuries
them out of Germany.
It's been going on. I just found out about a daughter of Herod. I had never even heard this before. A daughter of the client King Herod in Israel took up and formed an alliance with Titus, who destroyed the temple. Beatrice or something, I forget her name. It's spelled, it looks like some Latin form of Beatrice. She was the queen for a while. Of Jerusalem. And so, you know, there's some people that make a comparison with her as the Whore of Babylon.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, this is wacky. But there's a group of religious perspectives called preterism or covenant eschatology, and that's where I found that out. Nobody else talks about her, but there's a good historical third party or whatever. Yeah. I think Josephus and a couple of other non-biblical historical sources that are not disputed about this. You could call her this
From the Roman times, I mean, it's like bread and circus, you know, keep the people occupied, keep them dancing, keep them partying, keep them busy, and they'll never notice, you know. This is exactly what's going on, so it's really an honor for me to be able to share this stuff. I really want to say a quick prayer to end the show off, so I have to let you go quickly.
Sure.
But I really appreciate you calling and talking to me about this stuff. So, to wind things down to the end of the show, I recently had to write a letter for a friend who whose son has passed. A 16-year-old son passed away, and he's having such a hard time dealing with it. And it's one of the neighbors. So this person asked me to write something up to give to him. And I thought, okay, how am I going to do that? You know, I mean, I'm not an oracle. I mean, I'm not somebody who can, you know, talk and who knows how to. And all of a sudden my instinct said, Luca, think of your loss. In this case, my own brother, who, I don't really know what's worse, losing somebody by death or having somebody alive that you know is alive who refuses to speak to you. I don't know what's worse. So my instinct just told me, think of your brother and it'll come out. So this is what I wanted to offer you people to finish my show off. The sadness overwhelms us. The hurt makes us angry. During the first chapter of this incapacitating pain, may Creator God help us make some sense of it all, and humbly ask, you know, we humbly ask it, and you know, for strength from Creator in the life ahead. Thank you so much. This is Luca's World, and we'll see you next week.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
قلوبنا